Our next case this evening is 12,160. Joe and Mary Lynn Stone seek a variance from the front yard setback for a proposed structure under Section 115-34 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Dune Road, approximately 121 feet south of East Bayberry Road. The 911 address is 46 Dune Road, Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 134, Map 17.16, Lot 110. We received one mail return, two letters of support, and zero letters of opposition. The variance sought in this case is 5 feet from the required 30-foot front yard setback. Staff notes that the applicant does intend to move the existing home and rebuild within within the existing footprint, however, at 25 feet due to HOA requirements. The letters of support that we received, the first is from Carolyn Aberbach and Robert Aberbach at 43 Dune Road. They write a note in support of the variance application. The house to be built will be essentially across the street from their existing home. The variance will not disrupt the surrounding area nor the larger neighborhood, and the house to be built will be a positive addition to the community. They note that over the years, numerous houses have been built in Middlesex Beach that vary to one degree or another from setback and other requirements. The variance requested here is minor and especially insignificant compared to many that already exist at other properties. The second letter we received was from Tristram Kruger at 41 Dune Road, supporting the 25-foot setback from Dune Road proposed by the Stones for case number 12,160. And that's all I have for this case.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Greg Hastings, 434 Delaware Avenue, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm representing Mr. and Mrs. Joseph Stone this evening. And it's somewhat unusual, in fact, that they have an existing structure. The existing structure was built in 1969, prior to county codes, prior to Middlesex Beach Homeowner Association. It has been renovated once. That's a moot point. They're wanting to renovate this property again extensively. About 2.5 years ago, Middlesex Beach Homeowner Association implemented a change in their homeowner association, simply stating that if you substantially renovate a home, you have to meet the current codes. This current home, existing home, as you see in that survey, the front yard setback is sitting at 23.8 feet from the property line. It's not at 30, and it's not at 25, which 25 is Middlesex Beach Homeowner Association's current setback. So you have an existing structure, which by county requirements, they could renovate because it's grandfathered. They could do whatever they want to do in regards to Denrecs to meet compliance in Denrecs codes, which they've met. But Middlesex Beach Homeowner Association say, now folks, since you want to substantially renovate this property, you can't have this front wall at 23.8. It has to meet 25 foot our setback. So in order to go through this process, we have to come back to the county and say, county, we need a 5-foot setback from your 30-foot setback to allow us to have a 25-foot setback. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I know what time it is, folks.
Yes.
So that's why this variance has been submitted. Is we're requesting a 5-foot variance from your typical 30-foot
front yard
for them to meet the 25-foot Middlesex Beach, but subsequently meaning we have to move the wall 1.4 feet, the existing wall. There has been precedent set. You have granted variances. One, my previous client back in February of 2016, actually, that was to a Mark
Grusin, south end of Middlesex Beach, tax map number, I just brought this information in late, but tax map number is 134-17.16-88.00. That variance was granted about a year and a half ago. And then there was one granted about 12 years ago. I believe it's lot 55 on the far north end next to Sea Colony for the same reason, same purpose. But this is unusual. This is an existing home, probably one of the oldest homes in Middlesex Beach on the ocean front. But now Middlesex Beach has decided to make current their, or update, revise their covenances.
Okay.
That's it in a nutshell.
So you're renovating the house. You're not tearing it down.
No.
You're just renovating it, but now you have to meet the...
Because the homeowner association.
And you got to tear the front wall off?
If you don't get the variance,
you'll have to. You don't have to meet their deed restriction.
If we don't get the variance, we have to tear off 20, or we have to tear off 6.8 feet to meet the county code.
Mm. Okay.
Frankly, counsel, that's what.
So for the sake of time, since you haven't addressed the standards, I'll let me, from your testimony, see if I'm correct in interpreting that you've got a unique situation which can't be otherwise developed or upgraded, and it's not been created by the applicant because it's an existing. They just want to fix their house, and it won't alter the central character neighborhood because everybody's going to have to conform eventually, and it is a minimum variance to afford relief. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Mr. Miller. Okay, Ms. McGee, you have more questions?
No, I'm familiar with the development and what Mr. Hastings is facing, and we'll probably see a lot more of this.
Thank you.
Sure. No questions?
Hey, I had no questions at this time. Mr. Sharp,
just a note, looks like on the survey the average step back is 26.7 feet. Am I reading that right?
I'm sorry?
Looks like the average front yard setback along the street on Dune Road is 26.7 feet, so.
Possibly, if you're taking all the homes that exist on Dune Road, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I have no further questions.
That's a six house, isn't that the is that a four-step process calculation, Mr. Hastings, on there?
It would be if it was brand new.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, because it's only got what? That's not all the houses on the street.
Well, yeah. Typically what they do is they go within a certain
each
footage.
Way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, okay. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve the variance as requested. I'm familiar with the area, and I believe that the applicant has met all five criteria for a variance.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I second that and add that it cannot otherwise be developed without the variance.
Okay. I have a motion by Ms. McGee, a second by Mr. Mears, that we approve case number 12,160. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Burton?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,160 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.